This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
7:41, more with Pat Brady coming up. On Sunday, it is the Pride Parade, which we are happily involved in again. And Richard Pfeiffer is a security coordinator, logistics coordinator, a coordinator. And joins us now to talk about it a little bit. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
You're the all-around coordinator. You coordinate coordination.
Well, actually, I'm the parade coordinator.
All right, good.
My title.
All right, so security is something that's a relevant topic to discuss, unfortunately, but more relevant now probably in the wake of Orlando. Is the city stepping it up? What do we need to know, and what do people need to know that it's perfectly safe to come out?
Oh, sure. At the press conference the other day, we had, you know, most of the city departments that, you know, plug into city parades were there, and they promised, you know, a full coterie, I guess is the term, of police officers and security at the parade. We have extra security. So, you know, we're planning on a safe event, knock on wood, no rain. And we've been lucky with that over the years. But, you know, the city's ready for it. We're ready for it. The LGBTQ communities, we're ready for Sunday.
Richard, one of the coolest things about the Pride Parade is the number of entries. There's so many floats, so many bands, but that number has gone down this year on purpose, right? There were fewer entries this year?
There were, yeah. We had 215 last year. We went down to 160 this year, just to tighten up the parade a little bit. The city parade rules say that all city parades should be 2 hours and 15 minutes. Now, that doesn't mean by the time, you know, the floats and everything get to the end of the parade route, that's when the last entry in every city parade crosses the front of the parade. Now, depending on the size of the parade in the city, sometimes they go 3 hours or even more than that. But that's kind of like the guidelines that the city likes parades to do. Large traditional parades, though, it's written into the ordinance, can go on a little bit longer than that. They allow, you know, the larger parades in the city to be a little bit longer.
And going into Sunday, what are you telling people who want to come down? I mean, obviously, you know, try not to park along the route. You're better off grabbing a train, park away from it, all of that. But any special instructions this year?
Well, just, you know, like any public event that you go to nowadays, whether it's a public concert or a festival, you always have to be on the lookout. You know, after 9/11 or after Boston, look at, you know, strange, their packages are sitting there. I mean, that's something you keep an eye on. I mean, I do that when I walk into a restaurant. You kind of look to see where the exits are. We live in a really dangerous world now where people have to be prepped for that. But we don't foresee anything along the parade route. We've asked people to take public transportation to come to the parade. There's not a lot of parking opportunities. In what the city calls the impacted area, that means up to, you know, 7-8 blocks around the parade route, they guesstimate that there's 1 million people. Now, you can't fit, you know, 1 million people along the 21-block parade route. But there's, you know, a heck of a lot of people there. So we tell people to take public transit when they're coming to the parade.
Are there any other restrictions we should know about, Richard? I know they've kind of cut back on the drinking and how early you can get there. Anything of that we should know about?
Oh, sure. Well, last year we started, there's going to be points along the parade route, and we have security people there, and we have Chicago police officers there. If people are coming with open alcohol, they will be stopped and forced to, you know, throw in barrels there. They can also get up to a $1,000 or more ticket. The city changed that about 2 years ago. Ordinances for public urination or drinking at any public event in the city, and it applies to the Pride Parade. So there will be those points along the parade route. So we tell people not to bring any open alcohol, you know, to the parade, or you will be stopped.
Good luck on Sunday. We'll see you out there, and thanks for all the work you guys are doing.
Okay, we appreciate you touching base with us and having the opportunity to let, you know, your listeners
come on down. Have a good time.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. All the best. Thanks. That's Richard Pfeiffer, parade coordinator.
And don't throw all your beads away so fast this time.
I think that's a life lesson for all of us.
That's funny.